Question everything.
Hey guys, so this episode was actually supposed to be uploaded last week. That's why I'm uploading two this week. I'm just trying to clear up the confusion. I've been a hot mess, as you can see if you follow me on Twitter. But anyways, just a little disclaimer before you guys head into this episode. These are just my thoughts. As always, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. I do provide some research, but again, use your own discernment. Do your own external research if you would like. But these are just my thoughts, and I thought about sharing them about modern medicine. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy, and stay tuned for the next couple episodes, because they're going to be pretty intense. But yeah, thanks for sticking around. Love you. Hey guys, welcome back to Question Everything with your girl, Kelsey. All right, so this is my first podcast filming with just me, and I'm kind of excited for it. I've been doing so much research this week on a lot of topics that I hope you guys will like. So I just want to keep you guys updated because there has been a lot going on. So I know most of you are waiting for the episode with the survivor of child trafficking, MKUltra, and all that stuff. She had some things come up for her last weekend, so hopefully we'll record this weekend, and then hopefully I'll have it out by next week. And other than that, I'm in the process of making a huge life decision. Well, I already made the decision, but I'm moving across the country. I'm moving to the East Coast. So within the next like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I'm going to be packing and getting everything together. So I'm going to have like 3 episodes pre-recorded, this one included. Hopefully I'll have enough by the time I get over there, I can pick it up. But if not, I might miss 1 week. So that's just going to be a heads up. In regards to why I'm moving, it's kind of more of like a fuck it, why not? No, really. I think it's time for growth, and I think it's time for transformation. I've been in Vegas for about 6 years now. And I mean, I grew up in San Diego, but I moved here for college, and then I kind of stayed here after college, just because COVID hit. My plans got kind of ruined. I mean, I wouldn't say that because I wouldn't have the podcast without quarantine happening and all that stuff. But anyways, long story short, I think it's time for a change. I think it's time to move out of my parents' house. I am 24, so I think this is going to be a good move. But I am in the process of all that, so that's why if you see me inactive or I miss a week of an episode, that's why. Thank you guys for sticking around and supporting me and always being there. All right, so today I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind, and honestly I've been getting a lot of downloads about it just to like keep researching it and keep looking into it. So all my life I've always been turned off by medicine. If I had a migraine or a headache, I would take something to relieve it, but I'd never really like that as my first option. I would get like an ice pack or something or try to relieve it on my own. So medicine to me has always been like a I don't know, especially because of all the side effects. When I was younger, I think when I was like younger than 10 years old, I would have chronic headaches. I had so many migraines every day, and the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. I had so many CAT scans, MRIs, you name it, blood tests. I went to the doctors like every week, and they never figured out what was the reason. They just kept giving me medicine, and honestly, it was killing me. It was killing my stomach and ripping apart my stomach, and that also caused me to get some acid reflux, and then that was more medicine, and it's just a lot that I don't agree with in medicine in that those regards. Like, is medicine actually killing us? And that's always been kind of my question. Like, now that I know more, like, it makes so much sense. Now that I know more about how our subconscious is stronger than our consciousness, and our subconscious is what kind of drives us and our beliefs and creates our reality, so, and how powerful it is. So, throughout this whole journey, I'm just like, why are we relying on modern medicine, you know? I mean, this was before I knew what the Flexner report was, which I have talked about before. So my question today is, like, is modern medicine killing us? Is holistic going to be the new way that we go? And the reason I've been asking this question so often recently, and why I've been getting so many downloads about it to research it and to look into it and stuff, is because a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, you're selfish for not getting the vaccine and all this, or like the vaccine in general. The arguments about it right now is just insane. And with all this chaos going on, I was like, there has to be another way. There can't just, okay, I don't even know how to like talk about this because there's so many levels to it. Like, on one level, there's a 99% survival rate, right? On the other hand, is it even a virus? Like, is it even real? Like, you know? So I'm just talking about it in like a, in a sense of, yes, it is real, but there is a cure other than the vaccine. And I mean, we've seen it from months ago with the hydroxychloroquine. Like, people, doctors came out and said that it does work, and then they got shut down and they got censored. It's like, what are they trying to do? You know, they're trying to make us take the vaccine for their agenda, obviously. But besides that fact, like, just coming back to the core, because when I like to look at issues or problems or do my research, I like to get to the core of the issue. You know, I don't like putting band-aids on things, and I feel like medicine is just a band-aid. It's just a way to relieve symptoms. And I feel like if we want to get rid of something, we need to get to the core of it, where it began, where it starts, and heal it that way. I mean, that goes for everything. It goes for healing your emotional wounds too. And I mean, it goes hand in hand with your physical health. And that's another thing that I don't like about modern medicine, is that how many times have you gone to the doctor and the doctor literally is in there with you for like 5 minutes, ask you like 3 questions, and then just hands you pills and you leave? He doesn't ask you about like your mental state, your relationships, how's your job and all this, because those play a factor in your immune system, because they play a factor in your nervous system. How are your emotions, your stress levels, all that? Like, we need to pay more attention to the core issue, which is our stress levels, our day-to-day lives, taking care of our own bodies in that way, getting enough sleep, meditating, whatever it is. But I feel like medicine is more than just a pill. It should be spending time with your loved ones, doing something you genuinely love if it's creative, spending time with your pets, taking a nap. Like, I feel like, obviously, we know that this society and system was structured very precisely for us to not have enough time. And I mean, we're seeing it now with everything. And I mean, during COVID, we saw that too. And we all took the time off. Like, we're like, holy shit, like, there's more to life than work. What is this, you know? And that's why a lot of people don't even want to go back to work, because a lot of people realize that, like, my work was killing me. Like, the stress was killing me. And it's literally one of the biggest killers. It's literally one of the biggest, reasons people die. I mean, stress kills. It does. There's scientific evidence for that. You can go look it up. But that goes hand in hand with our nervous system, our endocrine system. I was looking up, you know, from a spiritual point of view, like, I can tell you right now that, like, our aura has a lot to do with it. And if our aura is not clean, in the sense of you're not taking care of your mental health or your, what was the other one? Because we have seven bodies, just like our chakras. Okay, so you guys know about the chakras, correct? So we have the root, the sacral, the solar, heart, throat, third eye, and the crown. If I look over here, it's because I have notes. But most people don't know about this, obviously. And when I talk about this stuff, they're like, oh, you believe in that woo-woo shit. Like, that's not real. We're not electric beings, or like, we're not made of energy. It's just like, so many ancient cultures, so many religions study this and have helped them. Like, I just don't see how you don't even take a chance to look into this stuff. You know, everyone's so programmed to think that we need a quick fix. And that's another thing. Like, we're so used to quick fixes. Western culture medicine is literally that. It's just quick fixes left and right. Take a pill, you'll be fine. But obviously this healing, if it, we're talking about chakra healing or holistic, homeopathic, whatever it is, other than medicine, other than pharmaceuticals, will take a longer time. And I guess people don't like that. I mean, that's fair enough, but I'd rather do that than poison my body more with other side effects or other chemicals, you know? So that's why when I talk about this stuff, people are like, oh, but you don't trust science. And I'm just like, there is science to this, but people don't want to look into that. But anyways, from a spiritual point of view, if your energy centers are blocked, like our chakras, for example, if they're blocked, they can cause diseases. Like the root, it can cause pain, pleasure, cold, heat. The root also associates with the kidneys, the spinal column, skeletal structure, legs, large intestine. And it also correlates with our etheric body. So like I said, we have seven bodies, seven chakras. Our second one is the sacral, and it is associated with emotional layer. It is also associated with ovaries, testes, sexual organs, uterus, prostate, urinary bladder, spleen. This is all your emotions like fear, anger, love, anxiety, grief. So the next one's solar. It's our mental body. It associates with pancreas, liver, gallbladder, stomach, small intestine, immune system, nervous system, muscles. And it's associated with rational thoughts, linear mind, dualistic thinking patterns. Do you see this? Like the solar plexus is associated with rational thoughts, linear mind, dualistic thinking patterns. And it also, it correlates with our immune systems. Ding, ding, ding. Like most people's immune systems are shit right now because they're thinking in this 3D mentality. Okay, anyways, let me carry on. The heart chakra is the astral level. It's related to thymus, heart, blood circulation, vagus nerve, arms, hands, breast. And the expressions are strong emotions of love, acceptance, beyond the self. I'll probably insert the chart in this video just so you guys don't hear me scramble. If you're listening to this, you can check this video out on YouTube. So the next one is throat, etheric template. The throat is associated with the etheric template, and it's also associated with thyroid, parathyroids, lungs, neck, throat, larynx. Sorry, I'm mispronouncing that. Larynx, mouth, esophagus, alimentary canal, and then higher will, individual will aligned with divine will. And then the third eye is a celestial body. It's pituitary. I obviously cannot pronounce things, guys. You know this. Pituitary, lower brain, ear, nose, teeth, sinuses, left eye, autonomic nervous system. And then this is associated with higher feelings. Individual is aligned with universal love and divine love. And then the crown is associated with cathartic template, which is the pineal gland, upper brain, central nervous system, skull, right eye, and associated with higher concepts with integrated knowing or divine knowing. So from a spiritual point of view, this is why I don't like modern medicine, because they just literally look at your physical, tell you to take this pill and it'll be cured. But there's some issues are much deeper. Some issues are rooted much, much deeper. There's been multiple stories. I've been researching this for like 4 days now. But there's been stories of people talking about going to the doctor and needing surgery. And like there was this one girl, I was listening to this one podcast, and she graduated with a master's in nutrition, and she's I forgot her other PhD. But anyways, she's a scientist, and she was talking about how she went to the doctor and the doctor told her that she had to get surgery for her, I think it was thyroid, I don't know, don't quote me, but it was surgery for something, and it was very, very serious, and she had to take all this medicine. But she was like, no, like I know my body, like I know I can heal it on my own. And the doctor was like, no, you can't. And then 6 months later, what do you know, she cured herself, it was gone, and she didn't need surgery. How she did it was she literally got down and disciplined herself to focus on her emotional body, her mental body, and started meditating, started journaling, started just focusing on how she was doing internally, also eating organic foods, healthy foods, and she cured herself. And that is so possible. But people don't look at that. And that, I mean, it's not the doctor's fault. And I'm not here to say that either. Because there was also this other TED Talk with an actual doctor who, she actually wrote a book. Let me see if I can find it. So she wrote a book called Mind Over Matter. And she has all these scientific studies on how our minds can literally cure ourselves. And so in her TED Talk, she was, let me get her name, hold on. And this TED Talk is from like 2013, which I also found fascinating. So her name is Lisa Rankin, and she talked about how it breaks her heart that she's there to heal people. However, what she's giving people is hurting them even more. And she thinks that we can heal ourselves with our thoughts and our healing internally and healing our other bodies rather than just our physical bodies. Because she was talking about the doctor's just going to give you a pill to go back out into the world, into your stressful job. And what is that going to do? Like, you're still going to perpetuate the situation and still going to have to continue taking pills. And she was comparing it to other countries, how the United States is like 33rd of life expectancy over other countries. And shouldn't we be first with all this high technology, all this modern medicine, all this, like, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, right? So she's like, I like to get to the core root of the issue. And I noticed that doctors usually don't ask you, like, how have you been? How's your job? Is there other factors? They don't prescribe other things other than just medicine. Like how she was talking about how medicine is laughter. Medicine is going for a jog. Medicine is spending time with your friends. Medicine is spending time with yourself, meditating, medicine is singing. Medicine is expressing your soul, expressing yourself. And a lot of people are not doing that. And I mean, it's, like I said, no one's fault except for the elite. Just kidding. It's just the society we grew up in and programmed to believe that medicine is the only option, which is crazy. And we're just like trapped in the cycle. And I mean, we've all heard the quote of, if there isn't sick patients, there isn't money, you know, like big pharma can't make money off of us if we're not sick. So there's this other doctor called Dr. Wolfgang Wittarg. He's a German doctor, I believe. And he's also a specialist in lungs and pneumonia and all the lung related illnesses. And he was talking about coronavirus. And he said that throughout history, the strand of SARS-2 or SARS, whatever, corona, has always been incorporated in the flu virus. It's always been a part of it. However, this year or that year, he said that scientists found a different strand and kind of went haywire and made it a big deal when it shouldn't have been from the beginning. And then he was like, instead of going panic and telling the media and the media scaring people, like, why didn't we ask the right questions? Why didn't we ask the virologist, why don't we ask the virologist what makes this dangerous? Like, what did they find? Like, they didn't even break it down. They just went and told the other politicians, told the media, and it exploded from there. And then the fear spread. He said he doesn't think it's as big as the media tells us. And he also says that the other scientists working with politicians and the other scientists working with the governments and all that obviously are going to step up if they're offered big money and they're offered a big position to help, quote unquote. So it's all money related. It's all power. It's all fear. And he makes such good points. And he also talks about the vaccine, how it's not necessary. So in relation to, I'm going to go back and forth between like science studies and like spiritual. So in relation to like physical science and all that stuff, viruses use the same receptors as neuropeptides to enter into a cell, and depending on how much of the natural peptide for a particular receptor is around and available to bind, the virus that fits that receptor will have an easier or harder time getting into the cell. Because the molecules of emotion are involved in the process of a virus entering the cell, it seems logical to assume that the state of our emotions will affect whether or not we succumb to the viral infection. So this article was talking, and it's actually on Psychology Today. It's not like one of those opinionated articles. So this article was talking about how our nervous system, our emotions, and all that have a huge impact on our health, have a huge impact on our immune systems. That's another thing that I kept questioning. You know how, I mean, we've all been talking about it on Twitter and on TikTok or YouTube, whatever you want to say. And when we talk about this, people are like, then why did so-and-so die? And he was like an athlete and he was super healthy and stuff. Okay, but how was his mental health? How was his stress levels? Was he having any time for himself? Was he actually resting? Like, we don't know how these people's emotional or mental bodies are as well, which are like our auras and our seven bodies. So, I mean, spiritual side, like I said, I'm flip-flopping, spiritual side of it. Like, the higher we vibrate and the healthier we are in regards to our mental and our emotional bodies, the higher frequency radiates or puts like a shield around so the viruses can't attach to us. And as crazy as it sounds, because I know there was this viral video going around of this woman who was like, I don't match the frequency of COVID and I'm never going to get it and stuff. Like, as crazy as she sounded, because people were making fun of her, like, it's true. The lower frequency that you're at, the easier the virus can get into all your bodies and then into your physical. So technically our auras are kind of like a shield. And once our auras are vibrating at a higher frequency, the virus kind of like melts off because it's so light and vibrating high. When it's at a lower frequency, it's more dense, so the virus can get in. And I mean, you can just say I'm talking out of my ass and not believe me from a spiritual side, because I guess there's been scientific studies on this, but I guess everything that I look up is just debunked or a hypothesis, so you make your own discernment on that. But like, I found some amazing articles of scientists and spiritual people coming together, or scientists who are spiritual who are making these studies. And obviously a lot of these things cannot be calculated in a sense. It's more qualitative than quantitative, so you can't get enough data, which is kind of like a subjective research. From everything that I know and like in my heart and everything I know in my intuition, I just know that our energies have a lot to do with it. And that also, I mean, it correlates with our nervous system and Reiki. I mean, there's scientific evidence for Reiki healing, and Reiki healing is energy healing. And I mean, you guys can do your research for that, but I'm just saying, like, our auras have a lot to do with it. And when people say, oh, my so-and-so was so healthy, like, but they died of COVID. Well, like I said, how are they emotionally? How are they mentally? How were their stress levels? How much time did they spend for themselves? And were they actually embodying themselves, or were they out of body? And by that, I mean, a lot of people now, NPCs, are out of body on autopilot, not checking in themselves, not aware of anything around them, not aware of their emotions, not aware. They're just on autopilot. And I mean, it's no one's fault. We've been programmed like this. And that's why I emphasize just focusing on yourself, focus on your healing, and not pay so much attention to the media. Because even the Psychology Today article that I was talking about, Dr. Bruce Lipton and his nephew were talking about COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Lipton, a cellular biologist, broke down the dynamics of a virus and gave his insightful perspective on the current pandemic. Lipton emphasized how COVID-19 is a flu virus, one that human beings have not encountered previously, so we have no immunity memory for it. It will take time to build immunity. According to Lipton, one of the major problems we are currently facing is the fear response that is being fed, in part, by the media. When we are in constant fear response, our immune systems are compromised because vital resources and energy are being channeled to mobilize a flight or fight response. Many people have become glued to their televisions, being kept in a state of hyper alertness and cortisol-driven fear responses. When in this state, we feel powerless and vulnerable. Lipton emphasizes taking back our power and doing what we can to emotionally enforce our immune systems. For Lipton, fear is where the problem is. Exactly what I've been saying. He actually sees the pandemic as a symptom of a critical imbalance between the human race and the planet. As a result of misguided human actions, many mass extinctions have already been caused. The current pandemic has been time out for everyone and an opportunity to reflect on how business as usual may not be working anymore. Very true. It is a call to action to more enlightened, sustainable way of walking on Earth. And like, I mean, that's what I've been saying. Like, our emotional bodies have such a big importance, and our mental bodies have such a big importance on our immune system and how our bodies work and how our bodies fight off these viruses and diseases and stuff. And a lot of diseases, like I said, come from energy blockages, and our nervous system and our brains and our emotions all connect. And I mean, that's what the aura is, essentially, is like our brain, our heart emit electromagnetic field waves, and that's what protects ourselves. So if we're emitting the lower frequencies, then obviously the virus is going to be easier to attach to us. It's going to be easier for the virus to attach to us. from a spiritual point of view, I mean, like I said, this is really hard to talk about, because when people don't understand karma, they don't understand soul lessons, soul contracts and all that, it's hard to tell someone they signed up for that. They signed up for that death. They signed up for that getting sick and exiting. Because everyone has an exit plan. From a spiritual point of view, everyone has an exit plan. Your soul already knows how it's going to die. It's picked three to four ways it's going to die, right? So it already knows when it's going to exit, when it has fulfilled its purpose or not. But it already knows. So if one of the ways was to get this virus and die, then that's the way it is. And or it could be karma. It could be karma from a past life or something. Like, no one really knows. And it's hard to explain that to people, because obviously there's no facts or evidence for that. All we can really explain is how karma works or soul contracts. But it's so hard to explain that to someone who is so programmed, you know, who's so programmed to believe that this is it. It's just physical. There's nothing else. Like, if I do this, there's no consequences in regards to karma. Like, if I lie to someone, there's no consequence, you know. Those people who are programmed to think that it's just physical and all that, it's harder to explain to them without them calling me an asshole and insensitive, you know, or a woo-woo, I've lost my mind kind of person. And I mean, like, there's so much evidence and research that people can do to look into all these energies and the energy bodies, the subtle energy bodies, parapsychology, this other study, which I guess is a pretty new study, it's called psychoneuroimmunology, and it's how literally our psychology, which is our mental, our depression, our anxiety, our stress, our everything affects our immune system. And there's so much studies. There's so many studies on this. And there was a doctor who does hypnotherapy, which is what Dolores Cannon did. And she said that she has cured so many patients of many, many illnesses. And of course, I mean, this isn't talked about on the news. And that's another excuse that I get all the time, too. Like, oh, it's not on the news, so it's not a big deal. It's like, this is where conspiracy theories and spirituality align, or literally just, it just, because obviously if we know that the media is run by like eight people who are actually reptilians and are after our souls and have an agenda for that, then we would know that they're purposely implanting fear in us. But I can't say that, you know, without sounding like a nut job. So, like, it sucks, you know? It sucks trying to explain that to someone that's not spiritual or isn't into conspiracy theories. But it just blows my mind how people don't want to look or take responsibility for their own health or their own way of living and getting to the core root of things. Like I said, I like to look at the core root of what is going on. Like, for example, I have really bad cystic acne, so I like to get to the core root of it. I discovered on my own, because a dermatologist kept giving me all this damn medicine that was destroying, again, my stomach. My stomach is just shredded at this point from all the medicine I've been taking throughout my life. But I was giving like these fat ass antibiotics and all this stuff and these hormone pills, and it made me so sick, but my acne did clear up, but it was awful. And so then obviously I stopped taking it because I couldn't anymore without dying on the inside of my stomach vein. So it came back. And so I had to go back to the dermatologist, and she was like, well, let's put you on Accutane. And that's a hell no for me. Accutane is so bad. I mean, from my research and from my, I guess, my friend's experiences and all that, it's just not a good drug. So anyways, I was like, no, I'm doing this on my own. She's like, are you sure you're not going to be able to do it? And I was like, oh. And then also when I mentioned that I was using apple cider vinegar, they're like, well, be careful, because not everything is going to help you. Or I don't know what he said. He was like, sometimes they can make it worse. Natural stuff, which is so funny. See how programmed they are? And like I said, it's not their fault. They literally, like, they're programmed. I mean, if I went to school for to be a doctor and I came out of it after, like, what, nine years of school, and they told me everything was a lie, I'm like, wow, I really just wasted, like, 8 or 9 years. Like, what the okay, it's not wasted. Quality education. I'm not trying to bash on doctors, but, like, most of it is what they want you to know, not all of it, not the whole picture, you know? So, sorry, got off track. What was I talking about? Acne. So, so after that, I left the doctor's office. I started looking up natural remedies or what the core issue could be. And for some reason, I kept getting liver in my head. And so I looked up, can liver cause acne? And it can. And it's really, really evident in people my age, especially. So I was like, damn, so my liver is damaged. It's all that alcohol in college. But so I started taking things that would help with my liver and kind of detoxify myself. Detoxing from everything I've taken in the past, all the junk food, everything. So I already eat pretty healthy. So that's why I was very concerned with my acne. I was like, I'm 24. I shouldn't be getting cystic acne. I eat pretty healthy. It's not like I eat greasy food or anything like that. So what is the issue? So it was my liver. And so I started taking dandelion root, turmeric. So I started taking turmeric, dandelion root, but they're all herbs. So I started taking those. And then I also, I started using rosehip oil, jojoba oil, I think, and apple cider vinegar as a toner. And trust me, it works. I mean, I still have some, but it's not as bad as it was a year ago. And it does take a while. It takes longer than, obviously, a quick fix with antibiotics, but it works. And I think it's a lot healthier than all these other medicines, like I said, are killing us. So it just, I don't know, it blows my mind that people don't get to the root of things and just want a quick fix, you know? Like, even though it's a quick fix, those quick fixes could be damaging something else, like how antibiotics damage my stomach, and also all the pills I took as a kid damaged my stomach from my headaches. So get to the root of the issue, and it might not even be physical. Like, I also believe that my acne is like a way of telling me to leave and change, because I feel so trapped here in Vegas. So that's also why I'm like taking the next step to move, because I mean, it sounds silly, it sounds crazy to the regular person. Like, you really think your acne is caused by because you feel emotionally trapped? And like, yeah, I do. And like I said, energy bodies are chakras, when they're blocked, or energies or anything energetically blocked, is going to cause some kind of manifestation as a disease. And I mean, like trauma, and that's why Dolores Cannon did those hypnotherapies. A lot of her clients did hypnotherapy to figure out why they had leukemia, why they had certain diseases, why they had this, why they had that, why they had a stroke, why they had a heart attack. And most of the time, it's because if they had energy blockages or trauma that they hadn't healed. A lot of that causes blockages and causes diseases. And it's so insane that this is not more popular or more looked into. And I mean, we know why. And I mean, psychoneuroimmunology is not talked about. And I didn't even know about it until I was doing this research. And it's pretty new, but finally, they are looking into hypnotherapy and meditation and all those other alternative homeopathic, holistic, etc. medicines or way of curing people and getting to the core of the things, because the core of the issue might not be physical. And so crazy to think about, you know, to the regular person, anyone who's listening to me who doesn't know anything about spirituality or healing yourself, it's just going to sound insane. And I'm going to be called crazy and sensitive, whatever the case may be, and I have been called that. And I love it. My favorite argument right now is getting called selfish for not taking the vaccine. And it's just like, wow, like, you're really trying to make me feel guilty for taking care of my own body, for knowing my own body, you know? Like, that's another issue. Like, people don't know themselves. They're not in line and not attuned to their own bodies, because they're out of body, they're on autopilot. So when you're aligned with your body and you know yourself, you are following your intuition, you are in tune with yourself, you're embodying yourself, you're in the present moment, that's when you will know what's wrong, and you'll have a better instinct to know what to do next, and you'll be more aligned with your intuition and following it and stuff. So when people are out of body and on the go, autopilot, and don't know what's going on, want quick fixes and all this stuff, they obviously are going to call you crazy, and they're not going to know what the hell you're talking about, because they don't know what it's like to know internally. You know, you just know. It's not a knowing from your head either. It's a knowing from like your gut and your intuition. It's a feeling. And that's how I know when things are the truth, and I don't have to think about it, when I just know. And I mean, I've heard that before from other spiritualists or spiritual teachers, that you know it's the truth when you don't have to think about it, when it's, you just know in your gut, and you got to follow that gut feeling. I mean, it's your intuition. I don't know. I just feel like people need to look more into themselves and focus more on themselves and taking care of their own bodies and their own health. And by health, I don't mean just physical. I mean all around, mental, emotional, etc. You don't even have to look into the seven bodies or the seven chakras, you know, but just like healing your old wounds, healing things that you put in the back burner. And a lot of the psychiatrists that I was looking up, or the doctors, or this woman who started the psychoneuroimmunology research, and I mean the spiritualists as well, talk about how doing shadow work, because shadow work and healing your traumas is a part of psychiatry. I mean, it's a part of therapy, and it's a part of psychology. So that no one wants to look at a dirty room, you know, like if it's literally like that. No one, if you leave a room dirty and you just close that door forever, you're not going to want to go back, because it's getting muddier, it's getting grosser, you're hoarding a lot of stuff in there. So no one's going to want to go back and actually take the time to clean that, because that's gross. One, you don't want to face it. Two, like, I mean, this is just a metaphor. But anyways, so think of that like as your trauma and all your healing that you need to do, and you don't want to face it. I mean, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, and I never have. Every time I talk about healing, I talk about how hard it is and how much work it is, but it's worth it. And it's worth it to heal everything, not just the way you look at life, but literally your physical body and your vessel. Because everything's connected energetically. And like I said, if I sound crazy, that's cool. It doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. But I mean, there is so much research out there about this stuff, and I wish people just take the time to look into it instead of just trusting the experts. But I mean, I've talked about fear too. I've talked about fear in other episodes, how fear literally destroys our immune systems. And I mean, in a sense, I feel like there's kind of, right now I'm having such a hard time seeing the world and seeing different people, how they interact with each other, how they are going about this, how they are going about a lot of things. Like, I don't know if I shifted or something, but I just see things so, so differently. And I mean, for one, like the Oscars and like celebrities and that, I don't pay attention at all. Like, it doesn't faze me. I don't find that entertaining. I literally just brush it off. I don't know anything about celebrities. I don't know anything. It almost like, I don't know how to explain the way I see things right now, but it's just like, I see everything, like all, like the whole picture. I see the whole picture right in front of me. So when I see people talking about trust the scientists, trust the media and stuff, it's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's just like, I don't know how to explain it. To me, common sense right now is to just focus on myself, focus on my healing, do what's best for me right now, which is what I'm doing. Like, I'm moving across the country, doing me. I don't watch the news. I rest when I need to. I listen to my body. I feed it healthy foods. Like, I actually listen to my body and stuff. And that's what I'm focusing on right now. And it just blows my mind that other people aren't. Their, I guess, excuse or reason to why they're taking the jab is because they trust the experts. They trust the media. And that's just, it blows my mind. It just blows my mind. I don't know how their thought process works, but my thought process is like, if the media is pushing something, there must be an agenda behind it, because who runs the media? And then once you get behind that, then you get behind everything else, and then it's a rabbit hole in itself. And I mean, that's why they call us conspiracy theories, but conspiracy theorists. But I think there's way more to this than people actually realize. And it's just so hard to explain to the regular person when they're so programmed to think that it's just this. And it's just, it makes my head hurt. But I'm having such a hard time with that right now, I'm not gonna lie. Like, seeing people say, because the CDC says that if you're fully vaccinated, you can go outside without a mask. And then there's so many jokes right now about this, but they're like, well, how do I do this without looking like a Republican? Like, that mentality, it just blows my mind. Like, I'm way past that. Like, and I'm not trying to say this as like, oh yeah, I'm better than everyone else, but it's a hard on me right now just because I don't see it the way they see it, you know, in that dualistic view, the polarity view. And it just, what does that have to do with anything? Like, what does breathing have to do with your political party? And what, I just, there's so many levels to it. And I'm telling you, it's hard for me right now. And it's just, I see things so much, so different than the regular person. And it's hard for me to like actually talk to people, especially like friends that have gotten the vaccine or family that has gotten the vaccine or family who are doctors or family who work in this industry. It's just hard to explain what they've been surrounded by, you know, and take them out of that and wake them up. It's really hard. And if you're going through this too, I'm with you, because damn, I'm just like, I almost had a mental breakdown the other day because I was like, I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how to explain this to help people, because they're going to think I'm crazy. They're not going to look into this. So what's the point of me talking about it, you know? And it's frustrating just because I do want to help people and I want people to look into this and I want people to know. But if they're not open to knowing this, or they're not open to looking into this or researching this and just blindly trust what the experts tell them, it's just, oh my God, there's no sense of responsibility there. And that's why I low-key do get triggered when people call me selfish, because it's like, no, you're being selfish for putting your responsibility of your own health onto me. It just doesn't make sense, you know? Because like I said, if we go back to the beginning of this conversation, when I talked about how viruses don't attach to your aura if it's vibrating at a higher state, and what makes it vibrate at a higher state doesn't mean be happy all the time, and we've talked about this. Raising your vibration means healing. Raising your vibration means doing things for yourself. Raising your vibration means expressing yourself, spending time with loved ones, sleeping for a whole day because you need to, because your body tells you to rest. It doesn't mean being happy-go-lucky all the time, but it means listening to your body and doing what's right for you and your own soul. And those people who are actually doing that and doing the work and trying to heal those wounds and stuff, and purging and going through the spiritual awakening, that's why they're not getting sick. That's why they're vibrating at a higher vibration. The virus is not attaching to them. And that sounds so crazy. I know how it sounds, trust me. But those people who are stuck in the 3D and they're stuck in this cycle of just not focusing on their emotions, not focusing on their issues at hand, not processing things that happen. Because like I said, they're just putting everything in the back burner, and that's just causing them to stay at that lower density and the lower vibration. And that's going to obviously attract those lower viruses, those lower beings, those everything. So it's just so difficult. It's so difficult to try to explain it to people, and they're like, wow, you don't think I care about my own mental health, or you don't think I take, like, obviously I don't know you, and I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, and I'm not going to tell you what to do with yourself or how to heal, because that's up to you and it's your responsibility. But that's what I mean. It's your responsibility. And you shouldn't put your own responsibility onto me by me having to take a poisonous... okay, I'm not going to say that because I might get taken down. a jab that, who knows if it's actually going to work, you know? I mean, who knows if these experts are actually telling the truth? Who knows? They've lied about everything. They've lied about the statistics of the deaths. They've lied about how severe it was. I mean, like I said, now they came out with its 99% survival rate. And if I'm selfish for not taking it because I can spread it, well, one, I already know I can't spread it because, like I said, if we're actively working on ourselves, if we're actively aware, actively stepping into our sovereign being, not paying attention to the news, not letting fear step in, staying in the present moment, vibrating at a higher level, how am I gonna come in contact with something that isn't at the same frequency as me? And that sounds crazy. I know, trust me. I know, I'm gonna get so much hate for that. I just don't know how to explain it, honestly. Because I just see things. I don't know. I really don't know. I've had it such a hard time trying to explain this. I didn't even think I was gonna make this episode, but I was just like, I have to. I just it doesn't make sense to the regular person. And I'm glad I have a platform that people listen to and they are aware. So if you are aware, like, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for being here and being aware and stuff. And I mean, everyone goes at their own pace. And like I said, everyone has their own contract. Maybe those people are not supposed to wake up in this time. And I gotta remind myself of that because it is really frustrating because I want to save everyone, you know, I want to save everyone and it's really hard. But anyways, this was a short little episode just talking about my thoughts about how medicine is killing us. Obviously, there's a lot of research done in this. And I mean, you can look it up yourself. I mean, even looking also, there was one more thing I want to talk about. One more thing. So looking at the placebo and the nocebo effect. I don't know if you guys have heard of the nocebo effect, but it's basically like the placebo effect. But the nocebo effect, it's like if someone tells you this medicine has so-and-so symptoms, then you're more likely to think yourself into those symptoms because someone told you. And it's kind of like the power of the mind. And I just don't get how people don't correlate that. Like the placebo and the nocebo, it's scientific evidence that mentally you can change your physiology, you know? And there's so many studies of the nocebo effect. Like there's one study that they did on asthma patients and they gave one half medicine that they said would cure their asthma or help them breathe. I forgot what it was called. Bronchi, I don't know. But and the other half, they were given a medicine that actually contracts the lungs. So it's like it's harder for them to breathe. But they told each of them the opposite, that they got the opposite medicine and they got the opposite effects, which is insane. Like the people who got the one that makes it harder to breathe, they said they could breathe better. And then the ones who got the medicine that they could breathe better with, they said they had a hard time. They had asthma attacks and stuff. So what the fuck, you know, like it's all mental. It's all freaking mental. And whatever these people are telling you, it's obviously you're programming yourself to think that. And I mean, the nocebo effect can go hand in hand with this COVID. I mean, the media, I mean, the marketing, there's so much fucking marketing. So I've never seen so much marketing or propaganda for a freaking virus. Like that is crazy to me and no one's questioning it. Anyways, fear, these thoughts, these programming, like that can have such a big impact on us because our minds are so powerful and our subconscious, like, yeah, maybe consciously you're like, yeah, I won't get sick, or like, yeah, I won't have these symptoms from this medicine or whatever. But our subconscious has other plans. Our subconscious is where everything happens. It's the most powerful. I mean, literally the subconscious is how we manifest. It's everything. So it holds all the knowledge and everything. So once our subconscious hears that, it's going to be like, oh, yep, because you have a subconscious limited belief. So that's going to attach to that. So that's why I'm saying if you heal those limited beliefs, you heal all your past trauma, you heal everything, work on yourself, then your subconscious is going to have a harder time accepting the media's shit and everything else. You know, it's going to believe you consciously. So it's a lot to go into it. It's a lot of psychology and it's a lot of knowing yourself, you know. And I mean, I just think there's a better way than this. There's such a better way. And obviously we know conspiracy side of it, conspiracy theory side of it. We know what they're trying to do. And if you don't know, I'm going to try to not talk about it just because YouTube has been censoring a lot of things. But I just say it's not good. And I mean, I've talked about this before, like at the same time, like everyone has their own plan. Everyone has their own exit plan. Everyone is going to do what their soul is meant to do. So, I mean, if they're meant to take it and go through all this, then I mean, that's their soul lesson and their soul plan. But it's just so hard explaining that to someone who doesn't or isn't aware. But anyways, that's enough ranting for today. Thank you guys for listening. This is, I know, a short episode. I'm sorry. I have so much to do. I have so much to pack. But I did want to get something out there and talk about this stuff because I truly believe in this. I truly do. And like I said in the last episode, I don't like saying I believe in things because I just know. It just is what it is in my reality. It's truth to me. This is my truth that... And let me backtrack a little bit. I'm not trying to bash on medicine or modern medicine because I mean, and technology and stuff, because it has gone a long way to help people. But I just think there's more of a negative side to it than a positive. And that's just my opinion and my research and everything. So you can do your own research on that, make your own opinion or your own discernments. And yeah, but I just wanted to talk about this because it's just, it's driving me crazy. And the way I see things now is just, I can't talk to anyone about it. I mean, my mom and my dad, but my mom mostly too. And we were watching yesterday, like all these TED Talks and like all these doctors talking about how, yeah, medicine is killing us. And these are old. These are not from like last year or whatever. You guys can look them up on YouTube. They're still up. Hopefully they'll be up by the time this episode is out. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I know this is kind of boring and stuff. I'm sorry. But I hope you guys will enjoy the next episode. Like I said, the next episode hopefully will be with the child trafficking survivor and the MKUltra survivor. Hopefully she will be on. I hope I will release that by May 7th. No promises. I mean, if she does decide to cancel again, I mean, know her feelings and I respect her decision. She is going through a lot. So I hope you guys can bear with me on that. But anyways, I love you guys so much. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves and protecting your energy, meditating, doing what you make, doing what makes you happy and focusing on that, focusing on your emotions and following through with them. And just checking in with yourself and how you're doing. I hope you're doing well. I'm sending you guys all love and light, as always. But yeah. And don't forget to stand up for yourself. Love you guys. Bye.